Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I just thought, I know I'm quite short, but actually I just need it a little bit higher. Sorting my stand up there. It is really good this morning to just bring God's word to us all this morning. And I want to share something that's probably been resonating in my heart for a while, because last time I preached was the end of November, so quite a while ago. But if you were joining in that service at that time, you might remember I talked about David passing on to his son Solomon, and we looked at what things we're passing on. And one of my final things was how David encouraged Solomon, and I just talked as a last final thought about us being people that pass on encouragement. And this morning, I want us to look at this a bit more. We're going to be thinking about encouragement. That is what our theme is for this morning. And I want to just dive a little deeper into encouragement. So first of all, what does it mean to encourage someone? What does it mean? Well, when you look up definitions, it says to give someone courage, to give someone confidence, to inspire courage, to inspire spirit or hope. When I looked this up, it says that the word encourage comes from an old French word. I don't actually know how to pronounce it because I'm not very good at French. Encourage, yeah, I don't know. But at the end, I'll just do a little, yeah. Instead of just the E after the G, it's I-E-R. And this old French word means make strong, hearten. I quite like words like that. Encouragement is about making someone strong, and it's about heartening them. And I even, as I looked a bit more, it actually says the E-N part of encourage. So if you're thinking of the way it's spelled, E-N, this part, these two letters, E-N, means to put into. So then the word is literally meaning that we are putting courage into someone else. We are literally putting into someone's heart, and we're heartening them, we're strengthening them. That's what encouragement is. That's what encouragement does. It speaks right into our hearts. It gives us courage. It gives us strength. And when I start thinking about encouragement and in the Bible, quite often I go straight to, my mind thinks about Acts. And some of you might as well think of Barnabas. Barnabas springs to mind when we're thinking about encouragement. And we read about Barnabas in the book of Acts. And Barnabas actually wasn't his real name. Barnabas wasn't Barnabas. He was called Joseph. And he was given the nickname Barnabas. So this was his nickname. And the nickname Barnabas means son of encouragement. So Barnabas clearly was really good at encouraging others. In Acts 11, 22 to 24, we get a couple of verses that show a little bit about Barnabas. And it says here, when the church at Jerusalem heard what had happened, they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw this evidence of God's blessing, he was filled with joy, and he encouraged the believers to stay true to the Lord. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and strong in faith, and many people were brought to the Lord. So Barnabas was a real encourager. We really get that when we look at the book of Acts. And the thing is, though, the more that I look at the Bible, the more I realize how important encouragement is. And that's the first thing this morning I want us to understand, is how important it is. Encouragement was actually really crucial to the early church. It was crucial to their growth in numbers in a physical sense, but it was also crucial in terms of their growth as individuals, the growth of the people. And when you start to look in the book of Acts, do you know the word encouragement comes up over and over and over and over again? So many times we read this word encourage. There's so many times I would love to just literally stand here and go, this verse says this, this verse says this. I'm not going to, though, because we will be here forever. But maybe go away and just have a look in the book of Acts as to how many times the word encourage comes up. But you see, we're this morning going to look at some of those and just get more of an understanding of encouragement. But the key thing to start with is that it was really important. I'm going to read to you from Acts 14, verse 21 to 22. And it said this: after preaching the good news in Derbe and making many disciples, Paul and Barnabas returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch of Pisidia, where they strengthened the believers. They encouraged them to continue in the faith, reminding them that we must suffer many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. I just love this because it just describes them, Paul and Barnabas, going and literally just cheering these believers on. They are there strengthening them, cheering them on in their faith, going, come on, keep going. We jump right to the end of Acts, Acts 27, we get... I'm going to find this one in my Bible, so there's a few more. Right near the end, Acts 27, 33 to 37, we've got this point where Paul is in the ship and he's been arrested and stuff's happened and they've been shipwrecked and stuff. And the people haven't really been eating. And if we read these verses from 33, it says, just as day was dawning, Paul urged everyone to eat. You have been so worried that you haven't touched food for 2 weeks, he said. Please eat something now for your own good, for not a hair of your heads will perish. Then he took some bread, gave thanks to God before them all, and broke off a piece and ate it. Then everyone was encouraged and began to eat, all 276 of us who were on board. Do you know what? I love that. Paul, here on the ship, he broke the bread. He gave thanks. And that whole act encouraged them. It encouraged them to eat. It encouraged the people that were with him. You know, these couple of examples just show how encouragement was crucial. It was so important in the early church. It was to strengthen the believers. It was about inspiring each other to keep going. They literally went and put courage into the hearts of other believers. And I think that's the same for us today. Encouragement is crucial to us. It's crucial to us and our walk. Do you know, it's crucial to the body. We as the church are the body. And encouragement is really crucial to us. You see, as we are encouraged, then the body is strengthened. I'm going to say that again because I think that's really important this morning. As we are encouraged, the body is strengthened. The body grows in its faith. The body will grow in number. Encouragement is important. If we look at another part in Acts, Acts chapter 9, we get in Acts chapter 9, we get Saul's conversion. And once Saul is converted, he then goes off with the apostles and he starts preaching. And then we get this in verse 31. I want us to look at this verse. The church then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. And it became stronger as the believers lived in the fear of the Lord and with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, it grew in number. What a great verse. With the encouragement of the Holy Spirit. I want you to know this morning, the Holy Spirit encourages us. The Holy Spirit encourages each one of us. This is who the Holy Spirit is. In John 14, verse 16, Jesus himself is talking to the disciples and he's telling them about the Holy Spirit. And he says this, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. You know, quite often another word that's used for advocate is comforter, helper, counselor, encourager. The Holy Spirit is an encourager. And Jesus himself said, I'm going to send another. The Holy Spirit's going to come and he will encourage you. And I want us to get this today, how important the Holy Spirit is. Not only that, how important it is that we are walking in step with the Holy Spirit. We need to be walking closely with the Holy Spirit. We need to be daily inviting the Holy Spirit to fill us afresh. Because if we're doing that, then the Holy Spirit's going to encourage us. It's going to strengthen. The Holy Spirit will strengthen us. So the Holy Spirit is really important here. The Holy Spirit encourages us. In another part of Acts, if you go back a few more chapters, we get in chapter 21, we get an account over these next few chapters of things that were happening to Paul. Paul, there was a riot. He had accusations thrown at him. Paul is then arrested. He shares his testimony with the crowd, but they just end up like shouting at him. He ends up going in trial before the council. More arguing happens. You know, we get this series of events for Paul that's just pretty rough for Paul. And I want us to pick up a couple of verses here. Chapter 23, verse 10 and 11 says this. So we've got this arguing happening, this conflict. And it says, as the conflict grew more violent, the commander was afraid they would tear Paul apart. So he ordered his soldiers to go and rescue him by force and take him back to the fortress. That night, the Lord appeared to Paul and said, be encouraged, Paul. Wow. The Lord himself. Be encouraged, Paul. Just as you have been a witness to me here in Jerusalem, you must preach the good news in Rome as well. I just find this amazing. Paul has gone through everything he's going through. There's riots happening. He's been put up before people, people shouting at him. He's arrested. And right in the midst of that, the Lord himself says, come on, Paul, be encouraged. He's cheering him on. He's saying, Paul, this isn't it. This isn't the end. There's more to be done. How much that must have strengthened Paul. How much that must have put courage right into his heart, heartened him, strengthened him, built his faith, gave him hope. And in the same way, the Lord himself encourages us. Jesus is encouraging you. I love this verse in John 16, verse 33, that Jesus said, and this has been really resonating with me all week, this verse. He says, I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. And then Jesus says this, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Wow. This is Jesus encouraging us. Other versions, instead of the take heart, they might put in, we read words like, be of good cheer, take courage, be brave, be courageous. He is encouraging us. That's what he's doing. He's wanting to say here, it's almost like he's saying, come on, there's going to be trials. We know that. We're living it right now. But he says, take heart. Why? Because I've overcome the world. I love that. I don't know about you, but I love that. This week, this verse has just gone round and round in my heart. And Jesus, this morning, I think some of us really need to hear this. We need to hear Jesus speaking. He's saying to you right now, take heart. Take heart. Have courage. Hear this morning, because Jesus has overcome. When I hear those words, it builds me up. It heartens me. It encourages me. It puts strength in me. It gives me faith. Hear the encouragement today that Jesus is speaking to each one of us. Each one of us. So the Holy Spirit encourages us. Jesus himself encourages us. We're going to turn now to Romans. Sorry, I've got lots of different verses today. I hope you're keeping up with me. In Romans 15, I want to read these couple of verses, verses 4 to 5. And it says this, such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. And the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Firstly, from these verses, encouragement comes from God. He is the one who gives it. It's a gift from God. It is a beautiful gift from God for us. He is the source of encouragement. But also in these verses, I love it where it says that the scriptures give us hope and encouragement. You know, this is so important. If you are feeling discouraged, pick up your Bible, read what it says, and you will be encouraged. You know, in a time such as this where we are now, we need to be reading His Word more than ever. We need to be diving in every day. Do you know, it might just be one verse that you take each day, but that verse can encourage you. If you're feeling discouraged, pick up the Bible, pick up God's Word, and read what it says. You know, I'd love to be able to stand here and actually go through loads of encouraging verses, but basically I'll be here all day, and I'm not going to do that. But I would like us just to look at Joshua. You know, Joshua is one of my favourite stories, and I especially love right at the beginning of Joshua, in Joshua chapter 1, where we get this whole point where Moses has died and Joshua now is taking on that role of the successor of Moses. He is going to be the leader of the Israelites. And I love this chapter because within such a short amount of verses, God encourages Joshua. You know, if you imagine this moment that Moses has died, they've been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. The Israelites have complained non-stop. You know, this is a big task, taking on being the leader of the Israelites. And Joshua is now faced with this. But I love it because when we pick up some of these verses in Joshua, right down in verse 5, he says, "For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you." And then verse 6, he says, "Be strong and courageous." These are the words God says to Joshua. Be strong and courageous. And literally in the next verse, "Be strong and very courageous." He says it again and again. And then we get in verse 9, he says it again. "This is my command," and I love this verse, "be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God here is saying to Joshua, "I'm encouraging you. Be strong, be courageous." Why? Because I'm with you. And you know, that verse, that's one of my favorite verses. Joshua 1 verse 9, I remember back as a teenager, 15, 16 years old, going off to youth camp, and my dorm leader gave me that verse. And that verse so encouraged me as a 15, 16 year old. It still encourages me now. It's a verse that I go to. And I love it because it's the reminder that God is with me. And when I know that God is with me, that builds me up. It encourages me. So what's the message? God's word. It encourages us. God wants to encourage you through this. So the Holy Spirit encourages us. Jesus encourages us. God's word encourages us. And lastly, we, as the body, can encourage each other. We can encourage each other. You know, we read a lot in the book of Acts of Paul and Barnabas and Silas there. We read constantly of them encouraging the believers, encouraging others. But what I love is that we also read of them being encouraged. It's a two-way thing. They too were encouraged. Right at the end of Acts, if you want to go jump there again, in Acts 28, so Paul, who's been shouted at, he's been arrested, he's gone before the council, he's been on the ship, he's had a storm, and all of this has happened. And as they're arriving in Rome, Acts 28 verse 15 says, "The brothers and sisters in Rome had heard we were coming, and they came to meet us at the forum on the Appian Way. Others joined us at the Free Taverns. When Paul saw them, he was encouraged and thanked God. He was encouraged too. At the beginning of Romans 1 verse 12, Paul says, when we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by yours. It's a two-way thing. We are all to encourage each other. And it tells us in the Bible to do that. It tells us to be people that encourage each other. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11 says, so encourage each other, build each other up, just as you are already doing. This morning, I want to encourage you to encourage each other. Let's make this something we live and we breathe and we do constantly, that we are encouraging each other, because it's important, because it's needed, it's crucial to us all. I love these verses in Hebrews, if you want to jump to these, some of my final verses. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 to 25. It says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Do you know what? I love that verse in itself. Isn't that great? I've just been talking about how God's word can encourage us. When I read that, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged that we have a hope that we can hold on to. I'm encouraged because I know that God will keep his promises. That encourages us. It goes on to say this. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. It's important that we encourage one another. And you know what? We all need it. Not one of us is exempt from encouragement. Can I say now, don't assume you know who needs encouraging and who doesn't. Don't look at someone and think, oh, they're doing all right, they don't need the encouragement. We never know the full story. We don't know what's going on in someone's life. Some of the most precious moments of encouragement I've had is when someone's messaged, and unbeknown to them, I've been struggling, and their message pings through, and it's been such an encouragement. And they were like, well, you would never have known that you were feeling what you're feeling. So can I just urge you, encourage everyone. Every single one of us needs that encouragement. None of us are exempt from it. So encouragement's important. It's crucial to us. It's crucial to the body. The Holy Spirit encourages us. Jesus encourages us. God's word encourages us. We can encourage each other. So how do we do that? How do we encourage each other? These verses in Hebrews I love. I love the fact that it talks about meeting together. What we're doing now, here in the building, in our live stream with people that are at home, we are joining together. I actually quite love the thought of just people scattered around the town in their homes, and we are joining together in this service, and this will encourage you. Can I urge you, make sure you are joining in. Join in the live stream every Sunday. Make it a priority, because it will encourage you. It will put strength into your heart. It will put courage into your heart. It will strengthen your faith. It will grow your faith. Do you know what? Joining in with your connect group. That's another way that we can encourage each other, and you will be encouraged. Make a point of being there. Like Sarah said earlier, you might be feeling zoomed out. I get that. But actually, make it important. Make it your priority to be there, because you will be encouraged and you can encourage others when you're there together. We can text each other, send messages, cards, give someone a gift, do some shopping, cook a meal. All these things will encourage each other. But can I also ask you, encourage each other with this? With God's word. You know, as we read our Bibles, let's share verses with each other. You know, a verse that you read and you go, wow, that encourages me. Share it with somebody else. Because it might just encourage them. It might be just what they need to hear that day, that moment. And you know, we can encourage each other by listening to God's voice. Last week, Gareth talked about us listening to God's voice. He urged us to make the priority God's voice. Let's listen to God's voice and hear what he's saying for each other and share that with each other, because it will encourage each other. You know, we're entering into these 21 days of prayer, and I'd like to challenge us. Maybe you would join me. This is a challenge for myself, but maybe every day, who could you encourage every day over these 21 days? Maybe you could just ask God each day, God, who would you like me to encourage today? And wait on him, and he'll tell you, because he knows who needs the encouragement in that day. But maybe over these 21 days, let's do that. Let's be asking God and saying, who can I encourage, God? What do you want me to say to them? And he might give you something to share, something to say. He might give you a word to say to that person. And you know what? Pray for that person. Because praying for each other encourages us. Do you know what? It might even simply be you send a text to that person and say, hi, just want to let you know I'm praying for you today. Do you know what? Just knowing that someone else is praying for us encourages us. So let's try to do that over these 21 days. If you want to, feel free to do that and just ask God, who shall I encourage? And allow him to speak to you, listen to his voice, and then encourage those around us. Encouragement is a gift from God. Ultimately, is who he is. He is our great encourager. God himself encourages us. The Holy Spirit encourages us. Jesus encourages us. His word encourages us. And we can encourage each other, each one of us. And it's really important. You know, as we step into this gift of encouragement, as we give out and receive encouragement, I believe that we will see faith strengthened. I believe that we will see the body strengthened. I believe we'll see the body grow in number and grow in faith. So let's go away today. And I want us to, I just hope that you hear my heart this morning and my heart of how actually important this is, that we are a people that encourage others. Why don't we pray together? And you know, firstly, this morning, actually you might be feeling rather discouraged. My prayer is that this morning you've been encouraged as we've worshipped, as we heard God's word. But we've learned about how the Holy Spirit can encourage us. And I want to just take a moment to pray for all of us and pray for us, especially if you're feeling discouraged. And maybe where you are, you might just want to put your hands out, because we're going to invite the Holy Spirit to fill us and encourage us. And I want you to know the presence of the Holy Spirit encouraging you this morning. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are our encourager, that you are our helper, our comforter, our counselor. This morning across the town, so many of us are gathered here this morning, and Holy Spirit, I invite you to just fill us today. Like Sarah said earlier, overwhelm us with your presence, Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, I invite you to come and fill us all and encourage us right into the depths of our hearts. I thank you, Jesus, for your words to take heart. I've overcome the world. For each one of us that might be feeling discouraged right now, I pray that we will take encouragement from your words, Jesus. Encouragement from your Holy Spirit and encouragement from your word, Father God. And Father, I pray for all of us in this body, in this church, all of us joining in now in this live stream, in this service, will you help each one of us to be people that encourage? Help each one of us to encourage each other, build each other up, strengthen and grow our faith, Father God. Amen.